Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and we're celebrating with Lawrence Fishburne regarding him doing Malcolm X on Audible. Man, what an awesome project. And so I'm super excited to have been a part of it. And so what inspired you, Mr. Lawrence Fishburne, to do the Malcolm X project?
Well, quiet as it's kept, I was asked to actually read this book almost 30 years ago. And for reasons passing understanding, that did not happen. It found its way back to me. You know, I was in New York City, I think, late last year, and I ran into Atala Shabazz, one of Malcolm's daughters, and I told her that I had been approached to read the autobiography again. And she gave me her encouragement. She encouraged me, and she gave me a little golden nugget that I kind of kept close to my heart as I was reading the book. And I can only say, you know, that I'm tremendously honored to have been asked to read these words and to, you know, be the voice that gets to tell his story.
Cool. We know you for acting and everything. So what was it like to represent Malcolm X in an audible experience and represent him through just, you know, not in your acting format, but just reading it and internalizing the Malcolm X experience?
It was so wonderful because he tells his story from soup to nuts. I mean, the length and breadth of his entire experience is encapsulated in those interviews that he did with Al Taylor. And so you get so many of the details of his experience in his lifetime that you can't possibly capture in something like, you know, the brilliant movie that Spike Lee made with Denzel Washington. That is a wonderful sort of introduction to Malcolm's life and his journey. The autobiography and the ability to do it, you know, word for word through Audible takes you even deeper into the details of his life. And so it was fascinating, it was exhilarating, it was certainly eye-opening. And, you know, ironically, it is really, really poignant because as much as things have changed since his passing, there are things that were problems and that were troubling about America then that are still problems that are troubling about America today.
True story, true story. Do you remember when you first heard about Malcolm or read the book prior?
Oh, absolutely. Malcolm was a fabric of life when I was growing up. I was born in 1961. Malcolm was killed in 1965. So by the time, you know, I was fully conscious, let's say around 1967, 68, he was part of the fabric of life. In the same way that Martin Luther King was, in the same way that John F. Kennedy was, and Robert Kennedy, in terms of the leaders of our country who had, you know, been sacrificed so mercilessly and unceremoniously. The book came into my life in my early 20s when I was still living in Brooklyn and was, you know, making my bones as a young actor. And it moved me. I mean, it was, his story is epic. It is like some, if it wasn't true, it would have had to have been made up. You know what I mean? It's just, there are so many things that happened to this man, both as a child, as a young man, as a fully grown adult, that seem to be almost unimaginable. But, you know that it's true. So I was really, really inspired by his book when I first read it. And, of course, I was honored when couple of years afterwards, I was asked to read it. But again, as I say, for reasons passing understanding, it didn't materialize then. I'm just grateful that I got the opportunity to do it now.
So that was just a little bit of the conversation with Mr. Lawrence Fishburne. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. Look out for that Malcolm X Audible. And listen, it'll be a great time now in this pandemic to sit with the family and just revisit that and educate your children and just have a great family conversation around that. So we appreciate Lawrence Fishburne doing this project, and make sure you go get it.
Thank you so much. And I hope that, that when you listen, that you enjoy the book and that you feel the love coming off of it.
You're more than welcome, and I thank you for just, you know, sharing with us. Appreciate you.
Bye.